فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا. وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا. ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. ما أشهدتهم خلق
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Before we have the adhan, inshallah, we just have a special guest here. Alhamdulillah, two special guests. In fact, they come here every year. In fact, they've been coming here longer than I have. From Madrasatu Shaukatul Islam. And Qari Shaukat Ali, inshallah, is a Qari. And he's going to read for us a few verses from the Holy Quran. فَلِتَفَضْلِ الْمَشْكُورَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى
والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. والله متم نوره ولو هو الذي يرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدقت يا رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. تو قاري مولانا شوكت علي. الله سبحانه وتعالى reward you abundantly and guide and protect you and your family always, and grant you khair and barakah inshallah, and success for the project of building the masjid next to the madrasa in Pakistan inshallah. Allah use you and all the teachers inshallah to continue with the good work. Jazakum Allah khair and barakallahu fikum. Falyatafaddal.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارِك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، الحمد لله. I believe we are going to, inshallah, go and sight the moon tonight, بإذن الله تعالى. And did they sight the moon in Saudi? So, mashallah. So today is the first of Dhul Hijjah, and most probably it will be the first for us tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a qasam. And according to most of the classical and contemporary mufassireen, the oath is about these 10 days and these 10 nights. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْفَجْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the dawn, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and by the 10 nights. In fact, if we are to look at the statement of Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Qatada, Dahaq, As-Suddi, Al-Kalbi, I mean, we're speaking about the most prominent of Mufassireen from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. And they all say, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ أَنَّهَا الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَّلُ مِنْ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. They all said that this qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking when he says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and the 10 nights, they are the first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the even and the odd. And that can pertain to salah, the even being the shafa', two raka'as, and al-watr being the odd, when you make one raka'a in a salat al-witr. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and the night when it passes. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is all of this that by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, is this not sufficient for those who have sins? The hijr. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to see what mankind needs to have sense about when we look at the jawab al-qasam. When we look at the jawab al-qasam. In other words, for what is the oath being made? We'll visit that at the end, inshallah ta'ala. Let's go back to walayalin ashr. Let's go back to the 10 nights, the 10 days and nights. So these 10 days and these 10 nights, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam
said in a hadith also narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. This is Habr al-Ummah. This is the greatest of the ulama of the Sahaba. Through the barakah of the dua of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma faqihu fi al-deen wa alimu al-ta'wil. Allah give him understanding in the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhuma wa ardaahuma qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma min ayyamin. So I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. Whenever the nakira, the indefinite article in the Arabic language, is negated, then it negates. I'll say it again. Whenever the nakira, the indefinite article in the Arabic language, whenever it is negated, it negates the entire class of that thing which is being negated. In this case, ma min a'malin, actions. In other words, all actions. There isn't one single action. Ayyamin. There's not one single day. Ma min ayyamin, not a'malin. Ma min ayyamin. So there isn't any day of the year whatsoever. There isn't any day or any days, in this case, yom is one day, ayyamin is days, plural. There aren't any days without any exception, including that all the class of days. In other words, there are not any days in the whole year in which, as our beloved Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fihinna ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr. Said there are no days whatsoever in which the righteous action, in which the good deed is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. Alal itlaq. Alal itlaq. What does itlaq mean? Absolutely, without any exception. Even better, because some of the mufassirin, although they are a minority, say walayalin ashr refers to the first 10 days of Ramadan. And some say, no, it's the last 10 days of Ramadan. The jumhur, the majority say, no, these 10 days are even greater than the first or last 10 days of Ramadan. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The days that we are going to be living, inshallah, from tomorrow. Any good deed is more beloved in these 10 days or 10 nights than in any other days of the year. Let's just nastaw'ib, let's absorb that for a moment. So in other words, we need to, in fact, you know, in terms of preparation, we don't have much time. Just like we prepare so hard for Ramadan, we actually need to prepare for these days. But if we haven't prepared, there is no difficulty, there is no hardship, there is no burden to put the foot on the clutch and put the car into gear and step on the gas. You know what I mean. Don't speed, please. Speed is dangerous. To take advantage of these days and to do as many good deeds as we possibly can do in these days. I mean, this is how we should be right throughout the year, especially in the time of fitna, in the time of trial and tribulation, when our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered in Gaza and murdered and incarcerated in the West Bank and still living in refugee camps in Syria and in Burma, the Rohingya people,
And even in Sudan now, wal'iyadu billah, so sad, Muslim killing Muslim, wal'iyadu billah. And in this time of trial and tribulation, in this time of fitna, what did the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advise us? He said, badiru bil a'mal. Make haste in doing good deeds. Don't dilly-dally. I mean, how many of us wake up in the morning? May Allah make us of them. How many of us, and I ask myself first, how many of us wake up in the morning and actually ask, how many good deeds am I going to do today? Or at least try. Or are we waking up in the morning, how much money am I going to make today? How many business dealings am I going to successfully transact today? I mean, and that is truly. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion of this world. Meaning we have to go out. We have to look after our dependents. We are not providing for them. We are just making the effort. We try our best and to Allah we leave the rest. That's why Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. And the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَفَثَ الرُّوحُ فِي رَوْعِي. لَقَدْ نَفَثَ الرُّوحُ فِي رَوْعِي. الروح هو جبريل. The spirit is Gabriel, the archangel. He said, he inspired me with what? أَنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. That the soul will never die. In other words, a person's soul will never leave their bodies. A person will never die. Until they have completed their rizq. وَإِنْ أَبْطَأَ عَنْهَا. And if, even if it comes slowly to them, you cannot leave the dunya until you've used up all your rizq. So then he said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So be mindful of Allah in your seeking of your lawful sustenance. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. And do it in a beautiful way. Because no matter what you do, no matter what you do, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out for you, nobody can take it away from you. And whatever Allah has not put out for you, nobody can give it to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. So fear Allah as we go out every day in search of that lawful sustenance and seek it in a beautiful way. But to wake up in the morning and just think about the accumulation of material wealth, this is immediate poverty. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إياكم أو إياك والطمع. Beware of greed. فإنه الفقر الحاضر. Why? Because it's immediate poverty. A person that wakes up every morning, من أصبح وهمه الدنيا جعل الله الفقر بين عينيه. Whoever wakes up in the morning only thinking about the accumulation of material wealth, Allah puts poverty in front of their eyes. Meaning, no matter how much they attain of this dunya, they will never be fulfilled, they will never be satisfied, they will never feel rich, because they will always want more. So instead of waking up in the morning and thinking, how much money am I going to make today? We should rather wake up in the morning and think, Ya Allah, you've given me another day. What do we say before we go sleep? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, with your name, I die. Anybody conscious of that when they make their dua? Oh Allah, with your name, I die. And with your name, I am brought to life again. Every night when we go to sleep. Why? Because Allah takes our souls. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah takes the souls at the time of death. Wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. And he takes the souls of those who do not die in their sleep. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. And then he withholds the soul for whom he has decreed death. وَيُرْسِلِ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. And for the one whom he has not decreed death, he puts out that appointment for another time. The appointment of death. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in that, there are signs for those who reflect. In other words, we should be living every single day as if it's our last day. And that includes today, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the entire 10 days of Dhul Hijjah with its nights. Live every day as if it's our last day. And then when we go to sleep at night and we say, oh Allah, with your name I die and I am granted life again. If Allah does grant us another day and we wake up in the morning, what do we say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah who has given me life after he caused my death. A small death. Al-mautatul ula. The first death, that is sleep. But now, Allah didn't withhold my soul. I'm still alive. Allah sent my soul back. And so I've been granted another day. And so I thank him for that. But at the end of the dua, what do we say? Wa ilayhi nushur. Meaning, and I put in brackets first, meaning that no matter how many more days, weeks, months, or years he grants me on this dunya, ilayhi nushur, to him is my final return. So what should I be busying myself with? Paisa, fulus, material possessions, bling bling, or good deeds? What am I going to take with me? Yatba'u al-mayyita thalath. Three things will follow the dead person. Three things will follow the janazah. Ahluhu, aw maluhu, wa ahluhu, wa amalu. فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ مَالُهُ وَأَهْلُهُ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ عَمَلُهُ. Three things will follow the mayyit. The janazah. The dead person. Or with a cell phone. Or even a tiki pocket. Or even a SIM card. And by the way, there's no network 6 foot under. Why? Because written on the door of the grave, لَقَدَ جَئْتُمُونَ فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You have come unto us singular, just like we created you for the first time. Just like we left the wombs of our mothers for the first time, naked and owning nothing of this world, so we're going to be placed into that qabr. And every time we follow a janazah, like the poet says, كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهُ يَوْمًا عَلَىٰ آلَةِ حَدْبَاءَ مَنْقُولُ فَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. He says, every single child, every single human being, he said, كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى, every child of a woman, every single human being, every single human being, كُلُّ بِنِ أُنْثَى وَإِنْ طَالَتْ سَلَامَتُهُ, no matter how long they live on this dunya, one day they're going to be carried on the bier, on the cattle, to the maqbara, to the place of burial. So the next time, فَإِذَا حَمِلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً, the next time you carry a janazah to the maqbara, فَعْلَمْ, then know this, أَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ, that you're also going to be carried sometime thereafter. لَا مَحَالَ, there's no getting away from it. So let us busy with that which is going to go with us. The money and the family goes back. فَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدْ عَمَلُ. Only one thing will remain with the person in the qabr, or go into the qabr with the person and remain with them, and that is their actions. يَا بَنْ يَا مَنْ بِالدُّنْيَا هُشْتَغَلْ. O ye who is preoccupied with paisa, with fulus, kelt, mirang, money, bucks. O ye who is preoccupied with wealth, وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلِ, and living in this world as if they're going to live forever. الْمَوْتُ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبْرُ سُنْدُكُ الْعَمَلِ. Death comes suddenly and your grave is your box of good deeds. Let's go back to the 10 days. Are you ready now? بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ. What did the Prophet say in the time of fitna? What must we do? Make haste in doing good deeds. Make haste in doing good deeds. فِتَنًا كَقِتِعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. Why a dark night? I know I've explained this before, but you know, just to give it, you know, some meaning. I experienced this for the first time. Where? Somaliland, in Hargeisa. This town of Hargeisa, this was now back in 1989, when Ziad Barre, after the tribes of the north had rebelled against the government, and he hired two Zimbabwean jets. Somebody said there was actually South African Air Force pilots flying them, and they carpet bombed the town of Hargeisa. When I went there in the year 2000, because Somaliland after that broke away, sadly, but there hasn't been any war since 1989. So when I went there to do some studies and also to teach, and there was no electricity at night. They used some generators during the day, but there was no electricity at night. And so it was pitch dark at night. And especially at the beginning and the end of the lunar month, there was no moon. Wallahi, when I walked to the masjid for Fajr, I had to take with me what the Somalis call a buqara, a stick. Because it was so dark, like Allah says in the Quran, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Like in the abyss, if a man had to take out his hand, he would hardly be able to see it. That's how dark it was. Only when I experienced that, walking to the masjid, not literally not being able to see my hand in front of my face, did I understand what the Prophet ﷺ was speaking about. And there's going to come a time where even Muslims are going to be so ignorant of their deen that they won't be able to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, lawful and prohibited, true, truth and falsehood. That's why it's so important that we are attached to our deen. We hold fast to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad's Khair al-Anam, Salawatu Rabbi Salamu Alayhi. That we seek knowledge. At least once a week, we should be going to a class, sitting in a class and learning. Because as long as we are seeking knowledge, like the poet says, he says, Ya Aba Bakr, da'utuka law ajabta ila ma fi hadduka law aqalta ila ilmin takunu bihi imaman muta'an inna hayta wa in amarta wa yajlu ma bi'aynika min ghishaha. Said, knowledge will literally lift the veil from your eyes. In fact, ghisha can also be like a cataract. And jala is to polish. So literally, if you think of the eye as a piece of glass and there's a covering over it, knowledge will literally polish that glass and you will be able to see the world for what it really is. And then you won't waste your time, this is what the poet is telling us, we won't waste our time with chasing after the dunya. We will see to our needs and the needs of our dependents, and we will busy ourselves with gathering up the good deeds for the akhirah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqullah. Wal tandur nafsun ma qaddamat lighadin. Oh, those of you who believe, shield yourselves from Allah's disobedience and let every soul see what it has sent forward for tomorrow. Let every soul see what it has sent forward for tomorrow. Not meaning, what's today, Friday? Tomorrow, Saturday? Gatesville Day. Tomorrow, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, that is what Ghadan means here. The day of judgment. Fisahat al-Qada. In the grandest courtroom, Imam al-Hakim al-A'la, in front of the highest judge, to be questioned as to how we lived our lives on this dunya. So we cannot waste these days. We cannot waste these nights. Badiru bil a'mal, make haste in doing good deeds. There are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. It'll get so bad. People will wake up in the morning as believers and go to bed as disbelievers. Oh, yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran. Or go to bed as believers and wake up as disbelievers. Imagine, hey, for lose iman and say slap. Hasha. Allah safeguard us and protect us and guide us. Ameen. And then he says at the end, he says, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. Wallah, it's happening right now in front of our very eyes. Look at those who have betrayed the people of Gaza, betrayed the people of Palestine, betrayed Masjid al-Aqsa. They have sold their religion for a small price of the dunya. In fact, in one riwayah of this hadith, at the end, the Prophet said, "Illa man ahyahu Allahu bil ilm," except the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. 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 We need to prioritize good deeds, but with knowledge. Ala basiratin. Because with knowledge, we will stay on the haq. With knowledge, we will stay connected to the Quran and the Sunnah. With knowledge, we will attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Those who fear Allah most out of His servants are those who have been endowed with knowledge, practical knowledge. So let us not waste these 10 days and 10 nights. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ. There aren't any days. Not one single day in the whole year, or any days in the entire year. العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. In which a good deed is more beloved to Allah than in these days. So my time is up. But what deeds are we speaking about? يشمل العمل الصالح الفرائض والواجبات وكل أعمال البر والمعروف وأعمال التطوع من العبادات من صلاة وصدقة وصيام بالأخص صيام يوم عرفة فكل ما فعل من فرض في العشر هو أفضل من فرض فعل في غيره وكذا النفل في العشر أفضل من النفل في غيرها. Beautifully put, beautifully put. He says that this includes all good deeds. Compulsory good deeds, fara'id wal wajibat. Of course, fard and wajib are synonyms except in the hajj. That's according to the jumhur, the majority of scholars. And all actions of righteousness, of good character, of piety. And all a'mal at-tatawwu', meaning extra, optional, voluntary actions. Whether it be to do with salah or giving charity or fasting, and especially fasting the day of Arafah. The Prophet said, أحتسب على الله أن تكفر السنة التي قبله والتي بعده. He says, I expect from Allah and I have hope in Allah that with the fasting of the day of Arafah, except for those who are on Arafah, that Allah will forgive the past and future year of minor sins automatically and major sins with tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And in the narration of Al-Imam Ahmad, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. He said, there are no days greater by Allah and more beloved to Allah of actions therein than these 10 days. So he said, so make a lot of tahleel, recite a lot of la ilaha illallah, recite a lot of takbir, Allahu Akbar, and recite a lot of tahmeed, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the divine guidance to make use of these days. And of course, as we are doing good deeds, as we are drawing closer to Allah, as we are attaining the forgiveness of Allah, let's not forget the power of dua. As we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop the genocide that is happening in Gaza. And for us to witness the demise and the downfall and the defeat of the enemies of Allah, of Zionism, not just in Palestine, but internationally, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it to an end, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us victory over our enemies and cause the people of truth to overcome the people of falsehood. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغراه طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهادي حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه العشر الأشر الأول من ذي الحجة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقيل ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله After the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after he said there are no days in which a good action is more beloved to Allah than these 10 days the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Then somebody said, what about jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, even jihad, unless a person going out in the path of Allah does not return with their lives or their wealth. Does not return with their lives or their wealth. And so we see any deeds that we are doing inshallah will be the greatest of deeds except for the deeds of our mujahideen in Gaza. May Allah accept from them and accept their martyrdom ya rabbal alamin a'udu bikum min hunaka ila huna wama adraka ma huna huna madrasatu muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu fi al habib al mustafa al birr la yabla wal dhanb la yunsa wad dayyan la yamut اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التواب الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلى بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة، عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، وارزقنا صلاة في مسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I just forgot to make an important announcement. So our Qari that read for us, as well as Maulana Jan Muhammad Siddiqui, they've been coming here every year, I think for the last 15, between 15 and 20 years, something to that effect. And alhamdulillah, every year when they come here, we donate generously to their madrasa. Alhamdulillah, they have now managed to get a piece of land next to the madrasa to build a masjid. It's on a main road and there's a need for the masjid. So please, there will be a collection outside afterwards. Please donate generously. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Aqim as-salam.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والفجر وليال عشر، والشفع والوتر، والليل إذا يسر، هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر، ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم هو التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله العظيم هو التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام. حينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة مع المتقين في دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت وتعظمت وتكرمت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة.
اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، وبارك لنا في الرزق والعمر والعلم والمال والأولاد والأجساد والحسنات. اللهم انصر للإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر للمجاهدين في فلسطين، اللهم انصر للإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر لإخواننا ولأخواتنا وأطفالنا في فلسطين، اللهم ارحمهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم احفظهم، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم إنا نسألك توبة قبل الموت، وارحمنا عند الموت، واغفر لنا بعد الموت، ولا تعذبنا بعد الموت، ولا تحاسبنا يوم القيامة، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين. وصلى الله على النبي الأمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأهل بيته وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thank you.